you a devil. Maybe your mother did. Yeah, that's why your father can't get along with your mother also. No, no. What did Fatima say? Inna nisa'a rayahin. Ali, I think you got it wrong, man. We're fragrant flowers. You can't do till you don't smell us. You can't manage without us. Have mutual understanding. You know, have some correlation. So anyway, this woman comes, and she comes to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and she says, Inna zawji yasumul layl. Yasumul nahar wa yakumul layl. My husband, he fasts whole day and whole night is making ibadat. وَهُوَ يَعْمَلْ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ And he obeys Allah. وَأَنَا أَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَشْكُوهُ And really, you know, I don't want to complain about him. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, don't complain then. He's a good man. I mean, whole night he's making ibadat. So she repeats the same thing. You know, I don't want to complain, but you know, he reads namaz whole night. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, don't complain. Anyway, Ka'b Asadi was there. He said, oh, Amir al-Mumin, can I speak to you for a minute? She's actually complaining. He's not visiting her at home in the bedroom. That's what she's trying to say. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, kama fahimta kalamaha faqdi bainaha. I didn't understand the problem, where I'll know the solution. You got the problem, you decide it. He said, no problem, Ben, go call your husband and come. So anyway, the husband comes, he sits there. Look at their lives, man. I'm begging you, study these lives. I'm begging you, leave this 14 February. And teddy bear after all. What does a teddy bear, how is it symbolic to lie, to love? I will die without understanding this here. So anyway, she comes there. Ka'b radiallahu anhu says that هذه المرأة تشكوك. Your wife saying that, you know what, you're not looking after very well. So he says, well, she must be complaining, I didn't give her food and clothes. He said, no, wait, listen. You know, they're emotional. So Ka'b says, no, she's not complaining about food and drink. And just then the woman started singing couplets. She said, يَا أَيُّهَا الْقَاضِ الْحَكِيمُ رَشَدُ أَلْهَا خَلِيلِ عَنْ فِرَاشِ مَسْجِدُ زَهَّدَهُ فِي مَذْجَعِي تَعَبُّدُ فَقْضِ الْكَذَا كَعْبٌ وَلَا تُرَدِّدُ نَهَارُهُ وَلَيْلُهُ مَا يَرْقُدُ فَلَسْتُ فِي أَمْرِ النِّسَاءِ أَحْمَدُ Oh judge, I ask of you with the wisdom that you have. My husband's sajdas kept him away from my bed. His ibadat kept him away from my bedroom. His night and his day, he doesn't sleep. So I'll be honest, in the bedroom life, I don't have good words for him. Honest, straight. So he says, يَا زَهَّدَنِي فِي فَرْشِهَا وَفِي الْحَجَلِ أَنِّي امْرُؤٌ أَذْهَلَنِي مَا قَدْ نَزَلْ فِي سَبْعِ الطُّوَلْ وَفِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَخْوِيفٌ جَلَلْ You know what? There are certain surahs that give me that shiver. And because of that, I don't ever have an inclination towards my partner. Now, when I read this, I said, I wish we had that for haram woman. At least, I wish we had it for haram, that consciousness of Allah. Anyway, Ka'b said, listen, you people are carrying on like poets here. You know, you singing poetry. I'm a poet. Don't you know it? So he said, listen to what I have to say. Ya Rajul, inna laha alayka haqqan. Nasibuha fi arba'in liman aqal. Fa'atiha dhaka wa da'anka al-ilal. Listen, leave all your stories and your piety. Everything is in its place. Allah said you can get married to four wives. So that means every fortnight you come to your wife and you sleep with her. And I'm telling you, I'm going to see you leave the masjid after Isha and you go there. Leave all your excuses and go and see to the need of your wife. I could have said much more. My time is short and I've ended. I hope the little that I have shared with you can do good to some relation, can alter the relation of someone positively. Whenever I get feedback from any couple that alhamdulillah we've progressed from our hostility, we took your advice and the marriage has been, you know, reconciled. Wallah, it brings joy to me. One marriage that is saved is saving the throne of Allah from shaking. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being those immature husbands who throw the threat of divorce at everything, who become immature and irresponsible, and give us the ability that we constructively contribute and let that separate us and never talaq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين